Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. King of glory, we worship you. Ancient of days, we praise you. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, God of heaven and the earth, we glorify you and magnify you. You have been so good to us. You have been so merciful and kind unto us. We praise you, Lord, for you have done us well. You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have provided for us. You have strengthened us. You have revived us. You have defended us. You have supported us. You have made all things work together for our good. O Lord, we worship you. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We cannot thank you enough, for you have shown us your faithfulness in so many ways. You have shown us your kindness and love. Thank you for all that you have begun to do in us and to us from the time we knew you, from the time we were saved. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for what you are doing in our midst in this ministry. We thank you for using this platform to bless our lives and to change our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your light that you are shining within us. Thank you for helping us to align with your will and nature. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we have come together again this night, this midnight, this evening, to seek your face, to call upon your name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here, as many that would be seeking you through prayers in this meeting. O Lord, help us from your throne. Touch every area of our lives and release a miracle. Thank you, Father, because I know you will do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you all to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord is here because of you, and I believe he would reward your faith and prayers with signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. So we are going to start with worship songs before we go into the prayer points. Be lifted up, be lifted up, high. O Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, I be lifted up, O Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, be lifted up. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name, in all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name, in all the earth, how excellent is your name. We praise him. We praise him. O Lord. We praise him. We praise him. O Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus, He's the answer for our world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus, He's the answer for our world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Lord Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. We need your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us. Anointing that breaks all yokes and that which sets the captives free. By the power of the Holy Ghost, fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. Anointing, anointing, fall on me. Sing it. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, O Lord. Oh Lord, your word is settled, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. You are God, you are not a man, you are God. You are not a man, oh, Alpha and Omega. You are God. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. King of the universe. You are God. You're not a man. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. I love thee, Lord. I love thee, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love thee, Lord. I love thee, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love thee, Lord. I love thee, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love thee, Lord. I love thee, Lord. From the bottom of my heart. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Sing it. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship the God of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the God our Father. Worship Him, our healer, our maker, our restorer, our defender, our helper. Worship Him, worship Him. He is our strength, He is our light. He is our righteousness. Worship Him. Praise Him. He is our power. He is our wisdom. Worship the King of Israel. He is the eyes by which we see. O God of heaven and the earth, we praise You. You are before all things, and by You all things consist. Without You was nothing made that was made. We worship You, Father. In You is life. And that life is the light of men. We worship you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. There is none greater than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none higher than you. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You rule over all. You rule over times and seasons. You rule over nations and governments. You rule over all flesh. You control the entire universe. We praise you, Father. You hold in your hands the life that produces existence. Without you, nothing can exist. Without you, nothing can live. Nothing can survive. Oh God, we worship you. We praise you, Father. You are all that we need. You are the air that we breathe. We worship you, Father. You reverse irreversible things. You change unchangeable things. You cure the incurable. We worship you, Father. You do the impossible. We praise you, Lord. You bring things out of nothing. Blessed be your holy name. You alone is the Almighty. You alone is the Almighty. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. We have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Eventually, Father, thank you for being so good to me. For I can run to you in times of need, and I will find help. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for making yourself available to help me anytime. And every time, open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for I can run to you and find help in times of need. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your open hands to embrace me. Thank you for your outstretched hand to deliver me. Thank you for your mighty hand that strengthens me. Thank you for your mighty hand that delivers me. Thank you for your mighty hand that helps me. Thank you, Father, for you have given me yourself. You have given me your heart. You have given me your love. Thank you, Father, for I can call upon you in times of need, and you will answer, and you will support me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you, Father. I believe you're thanking God like that. Thank you for being so merciful unto me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me. Even when I did not ask for help, thank you for helping me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace that will not allow me to be limited. You're going to say, Father, give unto me grace that will end limitations in my life. Give unto me grace that will end limitations in every area of my life, in every area of my destiny and calling and purpose. Oh Lord, give me grace that will end limitations. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release upon me grace that will end limitations. Grace that will end limitations. Grace that will make me unlimited in achieving all that you have called me to achieve. Grace that will make me unlimited in becoming all that you want me to become. Grace that will make me unlimited in reaching the heights you want me to reach. Father, release such grace upon me. Continue to talk to the Lord like that. Release such grace upon me. Thank you, Lord. Let that grace enter into my body. Let that grace enter into my soul. Let that grace enter into my spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, grace that will end all limitations. Grace that will end all limitations. Thank you, Lord. Nehashuje itrashti nhatisala. Nedrieke jiatashtamalajda. Grace that will end all limitations. Let it possess me. Father, let it possess me. Father, let it possess me. Grace that will make me unlimited in knowing you. Grace that will make me unlimited in finding out the details about my calling and destiny. Grace that will make me unlimited in receiving divine revelations. Oh Lord of hosts, release such grace into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release unto me grace that will enable me find way out in the midst of confusing and difficult situations. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, release upon me grace that will make me find way out in the midst of confusing and difficult situations. Put on me that grace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Grace that we enable me find the way out in the midst of confusing and difficult situations. Lord, put on me that grace. Put on me that grace. Put on me that grace. The grace that will enable me find solutions in the midst of difficult situations. The grace that will enable me find the path to breakthroughs. The path to breakthroughs in the midst of difficult situations. Oh Lord of hosts, release on me that grace. Put upon me that grace. Put upon me that grace. Put upon me that grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the grace that will lead me to attain spiritual maturity. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the grace that will lift me up into spiritual maturity. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I am tired of becoming a spiritual babe. I am tired of remaining a spiritual babe. Put on me grace to attain spiritual maturity. Put on me grace that will lift me up into spiritual maturity. In the name of Jesus, I want to grow. Talk to the Lord like that. Say, I want to grow and mature in the knowledge of you. I want to grow and mature in the knowledge of you. The Father, put on me the grace. I believe you're talking to God. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, release on me grace to attain spiritual maturity in knowing you, in knowing your ways, in knowing your kingdom, in knowing the standards and principles that governs your kingdom. Oh Lord, put upon me such grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I don't know why people don't desire spiritual growth. Yeah. Maybe they feel like it doesn't pay. Believe me, there is nothing that pays more than spiritual growth. Yeah, there is nothing that pays more than growing up spiritually, you growing up spiritually. Nothing else in this world pays more than that. Yeah, because so many Christians, they feel like, I need to be busy here and there, making money, busy here and there, working day and night to make money. So they feel like I need to spend my time doing what pays. But they do not know that spiritual growth pays more than whatever business or job they have in mind, or they had in mind. Yeah. Spiritual growth has a lot of profits and benefits. You're going to pray. Yeah. If you don't desire spiritual growth, you don't desire to grow spiritually, you are losing so much and you are missing a lot. Yeah. Or I should say, you have missed a lot. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong hunger for spiritual growth and maturity. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong hunger for spiritual growth and maturity. You must come to the point where everything in this world is secondary, and knowing God becomes the primary. Yeah, you must come to the point where everything in this world means nothing to you. And the only thing that means something is to grow spiritually. So you're going to say, Father, create in me a strong hunger for spiritual growth and maturity. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Yes, pray. So say, Father, create in me a strong hunger. A strong hunger. A strong hunger. You don't have an excuse. If you think you have an excuse for not growing spiritually, is a lie. Yeah, because it's all about hunger. You can be in your place of work, and yet the hunger is there. Everywhere you are, yet the hunger is there inside of you to know God, to grow. So it's not about the job. Your job is not an excuse. Your business is not an excuse. Whatever you do at home, the activities you do at home, whether you have children and you have kids, and then you feel like, I spend almost all the hours in a day taking care of the kids. That is not an excuse for not growing spiritually. You have no excuse. Yeah, all you need is that hunger, because you can be doing the same things and the hunger is still there. You can be cooking in the kitchen and the hunger is there. You can be talking to people and the hunger is there. Yeah, so you have no excuse. Only if the Lord can put that hunger in you, then you'll be able to grow very fast. Say, Father, create in me a strong hunger for spiritual growth and maturity. Thank you, Lord. Let that hunger form in me right now, such that day and night and midnight, my heart keeps yearning for you. Such that in the day, in the night, in the midnight, my heart keep longing for you. My heart keep longing for your presence. That my heart keep longing for knowledge, for revelations of you. Oh Lord of hosts, put that hunger in me. In the name of Jesus. Put that hunger in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As a Christian, you're not supposed to be comfortable if you have not spoken to God and hear and heard from God in a day. As a Christian, as a child of God, you're not supposed to be comfortable if you have not talked to God, and not just talked to God, and you have not heard from God. You have not received any message from God in a day. You are not supposed to be comfortable. You're not supposed to be happy. You're not supposed to be joyful. Yeah, because somebody like me, I can't afford to not talk to him and hear from him. I can't just, immediately I lose my peace. I don't know what will happen to me if in a day I can't talk to him and hear from him. I will be restless. I will lose my peace. I will lose my joy. Why? Because that is my life, talking to him and hearing from him. This is not like I'm talking to him about some people, about what I will preach or what I will teach. I'm talking about personal communication. This is just about me and him. Yeah, I can't just be happy. That should be the lifestyle of every Christian. Yeah, there's a presence of God that you must live with always. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the grace to be able to talk to you and hear from you always. That grace is real. Yeah, if you look at the scriptures, Jesus said, he said, my sheep hears my voice. Yeah, I think in John chapter 10, Jesus said that his sheep hears his voice. Yeah, so that grace is real. Very real. That the grace to talk to God and hear from God all the time, every day. Yeah, well, I may not say every hour, because it might take a lot of training for you to grow to the point that you can hear him every hour. But as a Christian, you must be able to hear from him every day. Every day. Every day. You must be able to receive from him every day. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, put on me grace to talk to you and hear from you every day, every time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. The hashi jage hasasala, ni hashte geteshimabala. Put on me that grace. Father, release such grace upon me. Release such grace upon me. Release such grace upon me that will enable me to communicate with you as friends communicate. Put on me the grace that will enable me to communicate with you as father and child communicates. Oh Lord, put on me that grace to be able to talk to you and get information from you in return. Get a response from you. Oh Lord of hosts, put on me that grace. This grace is very real. Yeah, I know of Christians that are not, they are not pastors. They are not ministers of God. They are not prophets or apostles or anything. And they have this grace. They talk to God and God talks to them. And they are not confused because they know they are hearing from God. They know they are hearing from God, not from any other spirit. Because they had that grace. When you have the grace, you will know that this is God talking to me. And you will not be confused. Ask God for that grace. You don't have to be a pastor to have this grace. Every child of God can have it. Thank you, Lord. Every child of God should have it. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, put on me that grace. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put on me the grace that will enable me to know the next thing to do. Or maybe I should put it this way. You're going to say, Father, put on me the grace that will enable me to know what to do. In every moment and time put on me the grace that will enable me to know what to do in every time that will make me fulfill destiny. What to do in every time in my journey or fulfilling destiny. Lord, put on me the grace to know what to do in every time of my life, in every day of my life, as I journey to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put on me the grace. Put on me the grace to know what to do with the time you have given to me. To know what to do at every point in time. At every point in time, what to think, what to say, what to do that will lead me to the fulfillment of my destiny. Put upon me the grace that will teach me that. Now, you need to know what to do with every hour God has given to you in every day. You need to know what to do. Many of us have wasted time. We have wasted too much time doing rubbish, things that have nothing to do with the fulfillment of our destinies. So Lord, put on me the grace that will teach me to do what you want me to do in every time as I journey to fulfill my destiny. Put upon me that grace. Put upon me that grace. Thank you, Father. Grace that will enable me to do what you want me to do in every time, in every day, in every hour, as I journey to fulfill destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, unfold to me the mysteries about my calling and destiny that I need to know to fulfill my calling and destiny. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, unfold to me the mysteries about my calling and destiny that will enable me fulfill my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishise keke haran yashla. Nishuzete shtihande halashideha. Mashise isa shishala. Unfold to me now. Unfold to me now. In the name of Jesus, unfold to me the mysteries that surrounds my calling and destiny, so that I may fulfill it, so that I may fulfill them. In the name of Jesus, unfold to me, reveal to me, expose to me, by your Holy Spirit, the mysteries that surrounds my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, unfold them now, unfold them, Lord. Unfold them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I believe you are passionate about this prayer. If you can't understand the mysteries behind your calling and destiny, you might never get a chance to fulfill your destiny till you die. Yeah. You might not get a chance to start fulfilling it. Yeah. Let alone fulfilling it. Say, Father, unfold to me the mysteries that surrounds my calling and destiny, so that I may fulfill my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release upon my life grace that will lift me up into every realm in Christ Jesus. that have been prepared for me. Every realm in Christ Jesus that have been made available for me, put on me the grace that will lift me up into those realms. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, release upon me grace that will lift me up into every realm in Jesus Christ that have been made available for me. Every realm in Jesus Christ. Realm of power that is in Jesus. Realm of wisdom that is in Jesus. Realm of healing and health that is in Jesus. Realm of dominion that is in Jesus. Realm of victory that is in Jesus. Put upon me the grace that will lift me up into those realms. Right now in the name of Jesus. Put on me such grace. Put on me such grace. Nisheshede keki hora ni halashda. Nenishuzana. Teshoshede geraha. Right now. Right now. I believe you're praying. So Lord, release on me the grace that will lift me up into every realm that have been made available for me in Jesus. Put on me that grace. The realm of revelations in Jesus. The realm of understanding in Jesus. The realm of authority that is in Jesus. Put on me the grace that will lift me up into such realms right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy the control, the kingdom of darkness half over my life, calling and destiny. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy the control the kingdom of darkness have over my life, calling and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Neshtengihashi sushala. Nishihate shidari halada. Mahadengeshte ateshulalaya. Mahashtinios juan gishra Nijisheneglashda. Let the fire of God destroy the control Satan and his agents have over my life, calling and destiny. Let the fire of God destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, Let the fire of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God destroy them. The control Satan and his agents have over my life, calling, and destiny. Let that control be broken by the fire of God. The control Satan have over my days, over my daily activities. Let the fire of God destroy that control. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I release fire to destroy every marine spirit and serpentine spirit assigned to destroy good things in my life. You're going to say, I release fire to destroy every marine spirit and serpentine spirit assigned to destroy good things in my life. Let fire consume them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I release fire right now. I release fire to destroy marine spirits, serpentine spirits. I believe you're praying like that. Pray as someone who have authority. Pray as someone who have authority in Jesus. Say, I release fire to destroy marine spirits and serpentine spirits assigned to destroy good things in my life. I release fire right now. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God consume them. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God consume them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. It is done. You are still going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. With aggressiveness, or you're going to pray aggressively. Yeah, you're going to pray aggressively with spiritual hunger. That's what I mean by aggressively. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God displace every agent of darkness seated. Seated in my life, seated in my environment, to control the affairs of my life for evil. You're going to say, let the fire of God displace them forever. Let the fire of God uproot them forever. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God displace agents of darkness, spirits of darkness, seated in my life, to control the affairs of my life for evil. Let the fire of God displace them. Fire of God, displace them. Fire of God, displace them. Displace them. Displace them. Displace them. Remove them. Uproot them. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Powers of darkness, spirits of darkness, agents of darkness, seated in my life, residing in my life and environment, to control the affairs of my life for evil. Let the fire of God displace them. Let the fire of God uproot them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every witchcraft that has been done against my life. Every witchcraft that has been done against me. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Ligina Hashina. Nishesosia Hashidina. Natasha Dargana. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. I believe you're praying. Place your right hand on your head. Begin to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every witchcraft that has been done against me. Every sorcery, magic, spells that has been done against me. Every enchantment that has been done against me. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them, destroy them, destroy them right now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Nishene kaasasala. Jishishene gashidala. Niadeke kigash de balala. Blood of Jesus destroyed him. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying, and you are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy every demonic push making me to do what I should not do, making me to say what I should not say. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy every demonic push or pull. Either of the two, either push or pull. Yeah, you're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy every demonic push or demonic pull that is making me to do what I should not do, making me to say what I should not say, making me to think what I should not think. Let God's anger destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Mashani kata shilia. Mashtekiha susheno shilia. Right now, let God's anger destroy them. Every demonic push. Every demonic pull that is making me to do what I should not do, making me to say what I should not say, making me to think what I should not think, let the anger of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. I invoke God's anger to consume them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still praying. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every spirit of darkness. How will I put it now? Every spirit of darkness making divine visions and dreams unclear to me. Yeah. you're going to say, let the fire of God destroy every spirit of darkness making divine visions and dreams unclear to me, making it blur. Divine visions, divine dreams unclear. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Sometimes those spirits, they even make you forget divine visions. They make you forget divine dreams. Yeah. Begin to pray. Let fire of God destroy spirits of darkness, making my visions unclear, making my visions and dreams disappear in my memory. Fire of God, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Fire of God, destroy them. Spirits of darkness, making my visions and dreams unclear. The visions God is showing me, the dreams God is showing me, every spirit making them unclear, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still praying? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on me. And consume every poison of darkness that have penetrated deep down into me. Poisons of darkness that has entered deep down into my spirit, soul, and body. Lay your hands on me and consume that poison. Thank you, Lord. Eliminate that poison. Remove that poison. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jashashene kekishala de rashtada. Mitora grashele legala. Nadiha kishine asusala. Nashua dehatashila. Lay your hands on me, O Lord of hosts. Thank you, Lord. And destroy poisons of darkness that have entered into the depths of my spirit, soul, and body. Destroy them, Lord Jesus. Destroy them, Lord Jesus. Jashayari diatanala. Madike jetosanala. Gibideki jon minishilea. Continue to pray. Destroy them. by your mighty hand. Oh Lord, destroy them. Poisons of darkness that I've mixed with my blood, mixed with my organs, mixed with my tissues, mixed with every part of my body, every part of my soul, every part of my spirit. By your mighty hand, O Lord, remove them now. Thank you, Lord. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, release into my life the angels you have assigned for the fulfillment of my destiny. Release those angels into my life right now and let them begin to do their work. Let them begin to do their works. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release into my life the angels you have assigned, the angels you have allocated to my destiny. The angels you have allocated to my destiny. Oh, Lord of hosts, release them now into my life for the fulfillment of my destiny. Release them right now to do their missions, to do their works right now in the name of Jesus. Release them right now. 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 I believe you're praying like that. Release them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release into my life the specific angels you have allocated to my destiny before I came into this world. The angels you have allocated to my destiny before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Oh Lord, release them now to do their works for the fulfillment of my destiny. Release them to do their works right now. Thank you, Father. Right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, ascend into my life the opportunities I need to to have prosperity and success in life, calling, and destiny. So we say, Father, release into my life the opportunities that I need to have prosperity and success in life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, release opportunities into my life. Opportunities that I need to have real prosperity, real success in my life, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Talk to the Lord. So Lord, release those opportunities now. Release them 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 now. Thank you, Father. Bring them my way. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the blessings I am already due to receive appear in my life right now. You're going to say, Father, let the blessings I am already due or past due to receive appear in my life right now. Right now. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let the blessings I'm already due to receive. I'm already due to receive. Oh Lord, let them appear in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Appear right now. Appear right now. In the name of Jesus. Appear right now. Blessings I am already due to receive. Thank you, Lord. Appear now in the name of Jesus. Appear now in the name of Jesus. Appear now in the name of Jesus. Blessings I am already due to receive. Appear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree concerning your life, the blessings you are already due to receive by now, I command them to appear now in your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the determination of agents of darkness, powers of darkness, to afflict my life, oppress my life, enslave my life, be frustrated and destroyed. The determination of agents of darkness, powers of darkness, forces of darkness, to afflict my life, oppress my life, enslave my life. Lord, let it be frustrated and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je ne cache la tarada. Mash te ni hashi suzelu shelegala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, let the determination of spirits of darkness, principalities of darkness, powers of darkness, to afflict my life, oppress my life, attack me, O God of Israel. Let that determination be frustrated and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let it be frustrated and destroyed right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let covenant of darkness stopping the manifestation of my breakthroughs be wasted now by the blood of Jesus. Let covenants of darkness stopping the manifestation of my breakthroughs be wasted by the blood of Jesus. Oh, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Covenants of darkness stopping the manifestation of my breakthroughs be wasted right now. Be wasted right now. Be wasted right now. In the name of Jesus, be wasted right now. In the name of Jesus, be wasted right now. In the name of Jesus, covenants of darkness, stopping the manifestation of my breakthroughs, be wasted now by the blood of Jesus. Be wasted right now by the blood of Jesus. Be wasted right now, thank you, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points, and we'll round off the session. We're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the terror of the Lord fall upon the forces and agents of darkness following my life, running after my life to attack. Let the terror of the Lord fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the terror of the Lord, let the terror of the Lord, let the terror of the Lord fall upon forces of darkness and agents of darkness running after my life to attack, rushing after my life to attack, following after my life to attack. Let the terror of the Lord fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the terror of the Lord fall upon them right now. Let the terror of the Lord fall upon them right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the terror of the Lord fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy, gates of darkness. Blocking my way to greatness. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let the fire of God destroy gates of darkness, roadblocks of darkness, blocking my way to greatness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mahashuje Gesusalea. Nishite Kitishida Deala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. There's a measure of greatness that has been given to every child of God. There's a measure of greatness given to every child of God. Begin to say, let the fire of God destroy every gate of darkness, blocking my way to greatness. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, crush or melt every mountain that is standing to keep me bound to a spot. Yeah, every mountain standing in my life to keep me limited to a spot or bound to a spot or delayed. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost melt them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost melt them right now. The Bible says that the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains, they melt like wax before the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost melt every mountain standing in my life, standing in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my marriage, to keep me bound to a spot, to keep me limited to a spot. Let it melt now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let such mountains melt. Let such mountains melt. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every mountain, whatever form it might take, you might not see a physical mountain, but it could be in form of a problem. A problem devil has created and put in your life. It could be a deformity. It could be an affliction that refuses to stop, refuses to go. There are all forms of mountains. Talk to God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt them now. 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 In the name of Jesus, every mountain positioned in my life, every mountain standing in my life to keep me limited to a spot, melt by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here as I will be praying for you right now. Lift up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we are so grateful for everything you have done. We are so grateful, O Lord, for your power you have released to work great and mighty miracles in our lives and situations. Thank you for your mighty hand making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for many things we did not even ask for that you have released into our lives, even in the midst of this prayer session. Helps we did not even ask for that you have released into our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for your people who have availed themselves in your presence, seeking your face, trusting in you. Oh Lord, please show them mercy in the name of Jesus. In your life, there shall be manifestations of great miracles in the name of Jesus. I repeat, in your life, there shall be manifestations of great helps from heaven. In the name of Jesus, the blessings and favor and support you have been asking God for, I decree that you shall get more than you have been asking. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The powers of darkness that have vowed to not live your life alone, I decree that the anger of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, the causes of limitations you inherited from your ancestors that is refusing to live your life alone, I decree that the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, waste them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Heights that you do not qualify for. The Lord shall take you there. In the name of Jesus. Heights you do not qualify for. The hand of the Lord shall take you there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.